As I get older in life, I want to thank Deacon for the word today. It's good to have him preach today with us. Thank you, Deacon. As I get older in life, I begin to realize that there's two ways of looking at life. You can see things as bad news or good news. And so we walk in the church today, and many of you complained about how cold it is because the heater was off. So thank God I came over and able to ask Mr. Wan to come and to readjust the heat. So the bad news is it's a little colder in church today. The good news is that somebody's colder than you. The good news is we have a man like Mr. Wan, who does not work for the parish, he works for the school, who's willing to leave out of his bed with his wife and to travel here and help us adjust our heat. That there's some heat in church. That's the good news. Amen. The bad news is that sometimes we don't always feel very comfortable in spaces, but the good news is that because of your support financially, and I ask you to give a little bit more if you can, because to run this is very difficult. And so you know what I'm talking about, so please, if you can increase your collection, it is appreciated. The bad news is it's cold, but we had 4 weeks of January in Philadelphia with no snow or ice on Sunday. Amen. I thank my God for that. As Deacon mentioned, I was in Detroit yesterday. I was in Motown giving a talk to clergy and lay leaders on effective leadership in churches. And so the good news is that I was able to get there and celebrate. The bad news is that my flight was delayed about an hour and a half because of snow. The good news is that I got home safely. The bad news is that I'm tired today. But the good news is that I'm here. I'm here. So let us begin to look at things through the good news lens. Amen? Gospel means good news. We got enough bad news in the world. Let's talk about some good news. And one of the best news we heard this week was the appointment of Archbishop Nelson Perez as our Archbishop. That's good news. We offer Archbishop Chad Pugh a lovely retirement and wish him all the best. But at 75 years old, he needs to retire. It makes sense. And a young man with a lot of vision, a lot of passion, who comes to our church. I emailed Bishop Perez, I know him well, and he says, I can't wait to come to St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church. It's a kingdom.
That's what I'm saying.
As you all know, Archbishop Perez is Cuban, and he very understands our culture. We have a friend in him. And he told me, encouraged me, whatever you're doing, keep on. On.
Amen.
He's already heard about St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church.
Come on.
He knows that. Now, we have to know that.
Come on.
Amen.
That's why it's great to see more people in church today, because we got to come to Mass.
Amen.
And fill these pews. We have a great, great community here. We want to fill it and make it a regular thing every Sunday. We are blessed in so many ways by God. And
that's
so
right.
We thank God for our new Archbishop. We pray for him. It is not easy to come home.
No.
It looks good on paper. We all know him. He knows where to get around. But sometimes dealing with your own people is not very easy. Somebody say, ouch.
Ouch.
But the fact is that we welcome him here to our diocese. We thank God for the gift of culture and diversity. He's only the third Latino bishop in our archbishop in our country. And so we thank God the church is becoming more and more what it should be, a home for all people. There is no white church. There's no black church. There's one church.
Amen.
But that one church must be a home for everyone, that everybody can find a space at the table.
Amen.
So maybe for those folks who are not used to having Archbishop Perez as their bishop, they realize that we're all part of one great family.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
And so we rise up today to go forth today. We go forth with good news. Okay, you heard a word today. we receive God's blessings of Eucharist, we sang God's praise, and we leave today thanking God for what God has done for us. God is good.
All the time.
And God has never abandoned you. Never has, and never will.
Yep.
When I was on that plane waiting and waiting and waiting, I said, Lord, take the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I got back here in time.
Amen.
So let us have a great day and watch the Grammy Awards with Alicia Keys. I can't wait. Let's rise now and ask for God's blessings upon us today. I always like Alicia Keys. She likes me too. It's all right. He has done marvelous things. He has blessed us today to gather at his house. He's allowed us to hear the word today on Word Sunday. He's given us the best meal we can get, the Eucharist. And we go forth today with love, peace, and joy, and announce some good news. May God's peace and love be with you today. And may Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass has ended, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.